Okay, today's Daf Memches in Maseches Nazir. Just a heads up, tomorrow I'm not going to be giving the Daf tomorrow morning. Menachem's going to give it tomorrow morning. I'll be back on Friday. So I won't be able to be here tomorrow morning. Okay, so Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are up to the words Ad Kan. Ad Kan Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So yesterday, again, if we had more time, we would analyze it further, but we spoke all about different Kedushos of different Kohen Gadols. Different Kohen Gadols, Mashuach Melchama, and Mashuach Hashem and Amishcha, and Merubah B'Gadim, and the Skan, all the different hierarchy of Kohanim Gadolim. And this is a great Gemara in terms of a litmus test to see, in terms of the Kedushas Hagavra, the different factors that play a role in the Kedushas. Sarech Rabim, that was the last point we said, that was made in a Mashuach Melchama unique, but he doesn't do the Avodah as much. So that's interesting issues that came up there. So we're after Adka. So Ad Kan lo pli gela b'kohen gadol v'nazir kika azli b'hadi adadi. Everything up until now has been in terms of competition. In terms of, if you have two people walking down the street, who's betaving themselves to become tamei meis? So we had kohen gadol and nazir, if they're walking down the street, who becomes tamei meis? That was a machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah. Aval charchan l'chudei baritz buye inun. But everybody agrees that if just one of them was walking down the street, if one of them sees a meis mitzvah, they're betaving themselves. So minani mili, so how do you know that? That a Kohen or a Nazir by themselves or Matami themselves. So, the Tanur Rabbanan. So it's just important to note the two psukim, one by Nazir and one by Kohen Gadol. So the pasuk by Kohen Gadol says as follows. Let's just read the two psukim. By Kohen Gadol it says, in Emor, this week's parsha, Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, lo aviv uliimo lo yitama. On all dead bodies, you cannot go to his father and to his mother, lo yitama. So you already see, it's kind of like already an extra phrase. Don't be metami to any dead body. Your father and your mother, don't be metami for. That's the pasuk, what it says by Kohen Gadol. By Nazir, similar, but even more extra. Says the pasuk by Nazir, when he says he cannot become tamei. Kol yemei haziro l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavo, la'aviv uli'imo, la'achiv ula'achoso. Lo yitama lahem b'mosam. So not only does it say father, mother, but by Nazir it says father, mother, sister, brother. So both of them have a general pasuk, right? By the Kohen Gadol it says, al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. By Nazir it says, al nefesh meis lo yavo. And then it has pratim. By the Kohen Gadol it has father and mother, and by the Nazir it says father, mother, sister, brother. So why are any of those pratim needed? That's going to be part of today's daf. Why are any of those pratim needed? Two by Kohen Gadol and four by Nazir. So now we go. Minani mili. So how do we know that a Nazir or a Kohen Gadol by themselves have to be metami lameis, the Tanur Rabbanan, and we're not assuming that it's just a idea of kavod abrios. Right, like the Mishnah, the Gemara we alluded to yesterday, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, which talks about Kavod Abrius, Doche Lo Sase Sheba Torah, is it, do we do it B'Shei Valtas or not? So we assume it's not based on a pure Svara. So Ma'akas Meda'a, Minan Emili, the Tanur Rabbanan, Al Kon Afshos Beis Lo Yavo, the Pasuk by Kohen Gadol says, you cannot become Tami for any Nefashos, Ba'meh HaKas of Medaber. So what's the Pasuk referring to? E Berechokim, is the Pasuk telling me, you cannot become Tami to anybody that you're not related to. That's what the pasuk is telling me by Kohen Gadol. Kal v'chomer, you don't need the pasuk to teach me that a Kohen Gadol can't be metami for a stranger. Why? Uma Kohen Hedyot, shehu metami lekrovim, eino metami lerechokim. If a Kohen Hedyot, which he has a matir / mitzvah, machlokas about that, but either way he's allowed to become tami for his relatives, and yet he cannot become tami for non-relatives. Kohen Gadol she'eno matami l'krovim, eino did she'eno matami l'rechokim. So Kohen Gadol cannot even become tummy for his seven relatives. So surely for people who's not related to him, so the pasuk can't be telling me that a Kohen Gadol cannot be matami for krovim, for rechokim, for people who he's not related to. So what's the pasuk talking about? Ella b'krovim makazim adaber. It must be that the general statement by Kohen Gadol, you can't become tummy for a mace, must be talking about even for relatives. Because the chokim we know from a kal v'chomer. So if the first pasuk by Kohen Gadol is talking about rechokim, you cannot become tamei. I'm sorry, the kal v'chomer tells me rechokim, and the pasuk tells me even krovim, that a Kohen Gadol cannot be tamei for any relatives. So then, what are the two people mentioned teaching me. Don't become tamei to anybody, any of the relatives, and then it says, don't become tamei to your father or your mother. What do you mean? We, father and mother are included in the seven relatives. And we just said the first pasuk is talking about the seven relatives. So what is that referring to? Ule aviv. So what is the extra word aviv teaching me? Remember, Kohen Gadol has two extra words, Nazir has four extra words. By Kohen Gadol it says, don't become tabi to anybody, don't become tabi to your father or mother. By Nazir, don't become tabi to anybody, don't become tabi to your father, mother, sister, brother. So by Nazir there are four extra words, and by Kohen Gadol there are two extra words. So what's the first extra word by Kohen Gadol teaching me? Ule aviv. Who de'ena matame? He does not become tame to his father, hametame halameis mitzvah. But he does become tame for a meis mitzvah. From the extra word of aviv, we learn he's allowed to and has to become tame for a meis mitzvah. Why don't we just say, yeah? Wouldn't krovim be a kavachomer? Would a krovim be a kavachomer? Why is he worse? Okay, maybe we'll get back to that question. What we're saying, right, aviv, you wouldn't even need a pasuk for krovim, you're saying, originally. Okay, maybe we'll get back to that. The Shakas Aryeh asks, why don't you just say asidoch alos asay? The asay of kvura. Kvura is a mitzvah daraisa, right? Kiseitzei. Osalin nivlaso, kikavar tikbareno bayamahu. We say that's not only talking about a somebody who was chayim misa, but somebody who you have to do kvura for every Jew. So why don't you just say the asay of kvura is docha the los asay of this or of tumah? Fine, a nazir maybe has four isurim. But, we spoke about yesterday, but a kohen gadol has one isur, lo yitama. So why don't you say the asay docha los asay? That's a Shakas Aryeh's kasha. Mikdash lo yetzei. So is that a los asay? So you can always answer that's a los asay she'ino shava bakol. Los asay that doesn't apply to everybody. So again, it's a weak los asay. It applies to Kohen Gadol, but the fact that it's a los asay she'ino shava bakol, so asay might be able to be docha two los asays because they're both los asay she'ino shava bakol. So the answer the Shakas Aryeh suggests is that it's also an asay, or he says even more fundamentally, it's not be'idna. It's not at the same moment. You're going to be osek in the tzarchei hakvura for a while. You have to get the mace ready. You got to do the tara. You got to do everything. So that's going to be before you bury. So ase, we said there's some flexibility by ase dochalos ase in terms of being at the same moment. But such a long stretch, you know, if it's for a second, putting on the talus, having the talus on, okay, a few seconds, that's still considered simultaneous. But to say that the tzorche hakvura, you're already making yourself tameh for all that time. And the mitzvah is only afterwards. So said the Shakas Aryeh, that's too much. You're not going to say asei dochalos asei there, and therefore, we are going to say that you need a pasuk. You can't rely on asi dochalos asay. Again, that's part of the larger issue. How beidna? How much of the simultaneity do you need that relates to the general hutra dechuya issue? The more it's hutra, the more you might say, so what? That it's not simultaneous. You have more flexibility. But if you say it's still there, it exists, and the asay is being dochalos asay, so then you would really need it to be simultaneous. Okay. So the Gemara asks again, what's the makar for? What's the makar for a Kohen Gadol being allowed and therefore being obligated to be metami himself for a meis mitzvah? So you learn it from the extra word la'aviv. La'aviv, he's not metami to him, but he is metami for a meis mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, uli'imo. What about the second extra word? We know a Kohen Gadol has two extra words, la'aviv uli'imo. So aviv teaches me meis mitzvah. What does imo teach me? A gzeira shava with nazir. That's what imo teaches me. Which halacha? Uli imo l'gzeira shava kilakita Rebbe. Rebbe's gzeira shava. Ditanya, as the Brisa says, Rebbe Omer. Gabi nazir. By nazir it says, lo yitame lahem bimosam. Bimosam einu matame. A nazir cannot make himself tame mace. Avo matame hu linigaam ulazivasam. But a nazir is allowed to become tame. There's no special iser to become tame mishum tsara'as or matame mishum ziva. If somebody is Tumazav, if somebody is a Mitzorah, there's no Isser. Yes, there's a concept of a Mitzorah sitting outside the Machana. But is there an Isser for somebody to become Tamei Tumas Mitzorah? To walking into a house of Saras? Might not be the best idea, but there's no Isser. So the limud is also by Nazir. The only Isser is by Tamei Meis. Masha'enkin, there is no Isser for a Nazir to become Tamei Mago or Mitzorah. Question is, what's the Havamina? Why would I have thought otherwise? The Torah says he can't become Tamei Meis. So why would I have jumped? He can't become Tamei anything. Of course not. The Torah doesn't say anything. The Torah says it by Kohen. The Torah doesn't say it. The Torah says you can't become Tamei Meis. Why would I have thought that I can't become Tumaziva? Why would I have thought that? I need a pasuk to tell me, but a nazir is allowed to become tamei tumah ziv and tamas mesora. Of course he can. The Torah doesn't say otherwise. Yeah?
A
maize has to leave one machane, and a mitzora has to leave three machanes. And therefore what?
It's much worse.
And a zav has to leave only two.
Right, so it's also worse.
It's worse in terms of knisa lemachane.
Right.
So therefore you might say it's a worse tumah. It's a worse tumah because he has to leave more.
If you become tummy from someone who has Saraj or someone who has Ziba, you don't have to go out. It's just the Mitzvah himself.
I'm saying, but he's saying that maybe these people symbolize a harsher form of tumah because they have to go Mechus L'machana, the Mechus Kippurim. What about a Yolades? It's also Mechus Kippurim. So, but the, what about a Nida? I guess it's included in Ziva. Tosfos says, yeah. They would make only by Mishkav. Mishkav Azov, not if you just touch them. Only if you sit on their couches.
Food from
Azov, if it's Magas, I think you go down. Only by Mishkav and Merkav. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. So Tosfos asked this question. So maybe one answer, as was given, maybe because they're very chomers, they're outside the machaneh, but Tosfos assumes they're different, so why would you say that? So look at the Tosfos' fourth line, Nira. De ikker kra linagam itzrich. The ikker is mitzora, not zav. The ikker is mitzora, zav is thrown in because it always goes with mitzora. But that's the havamina. What? Salkadaita chamina de mitzora chashuv kemes. Ula zivasa nakadaga magnagam. We've had before, there are four people that are considered a mesim. Mitzora is one of them. Right, mitzora, ein lo banim, suma, and ani. Right, the four people that are chashuv kemes. So mitzora is chashuv kemes. You would have thought he's included in tumas mes. We're going to see how strong this Havamina is in a little bit, so keep that in mind. But Toza says, that's the Havamina. You would have thought, another Kepakam Tamei Meis, Kepakam Tumas Mitzora, because Mitzora is Chashuv Kameis, and therefore you need an extra Pasuk to teach me, Bimosam, only Tamei Meis is off limits for them, but not Tumas Mitzora. Ask the Tel Torah. I would have had a Havamina that a Nazir can't become Tumas, that a Kohen cannot become Tumas. Well, we're going to relate this to a Kohen in a minute also. That a Kohen cannot become Tami Misha Mitzora. So how could a Kohen ever see the Nega? Doesn't a Mitzora have to go to the Kohen and he has to pronounce? And you have to, you what, you're going to tell me that a Kohen has to pronounce it, but make sure he's not under the same roof. He has to do it outside. He has to make sure to do it outside. Okay, so you might say that. He might have to do it outside. But still, I'll ask you a better question then. Okay, fine. But the Kohen has to shave the Numazara's head in the Tara process. How are you going to get out of that one? Right? You're doing it outside, but he has to shave his head, especially, and he quotes, according to the Rambam, there is a big discussion of a sugya. I don't think we've touched on it yet. It's going to come up soon. I think, Cherev Harei Hukachalol. The sugya of, if you touch a dead body, then you become Tamei Meis. So there's a chiddush that even if you touch a dead body through a piece of metal, let's say somebody sticks a sword into a corpse, that's called cherev harei kachalol. The sword is like the corpse itself. So when does that apply? That cherev harei kachalol, does that only apply to tumas meis? Many Rishonim say yes. The Rambam says it also applies to tumas mitzora. The Rambam says it applies to tumas kohen. A kohen becoming tamei, cherev harei kachalol. So says the, especially according to the Rambam, you're going to be holding the razor, you're shaving the mitzora's head, so you're going to become tamei. So fine, you're not under the roof. So what's the Havamina? He doesn't really have a strong suggestion, but it's only a Havamina. It's only a Havamina. He says, what's the Havamina that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tami Misha Mitzora? A, he has to be Matami the Nega. And if you want to say, oh, he has to do that outside, which you don't find anywhere, that a Kohen has to stand outside to be Matami the Nega. Still, how is he going to shave his head during the Tiglachas of the Mitzora? Either way, that's a little difficulty with this Havamina, but it's an amazing Havamina, just generally what Tosfos says. The Tosfos says, the Havamina is that we would have thought that a Nazir cannot become Tami Misha Mitzora because a Mitzora is Chashav Kemes, and it cannot become Tumas Meis. That's Shitas Tosfos. Yeah. Asi Dochalosa say. Asi Dochalosa say. The assay of, right, maybe you would have said that the assay of the but who's doing the assay? If I'm helping you do an assay, is the Kohen doing an assay? There is an assay of dealing with the Mitzora, so I guess he's fulfilling that assay. It's your question. If you are helping somebody else do the assay, do you say Asidoch Alos assay? If you're violating the Alos assay and he's getting the assay, here you might have said that. But I think there is a separate mitzvah of of the mitzvah of mitzor. Okay, let's continue. We're in the middle of a sentence here in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, what does Le'imo teach me? As we started off, just let's keep this in mind to keep the daf clear today. By both Nazir and Kohen Gadol, it has a general pasuk, don't become tummy to anybody. By Kohen Gadol, it has two extra words, because then it says, don't become tummy to your father or mother. So what do those two extra words teach me? So father teaches me, not your father, but yes, a meis mitzvah. What does Imo teach me? A gzeir shava. Gzeir shava between Kohen Gadol and Nazir. So we're in the middle of that discussion. By Kohen, by Nazir, it says that only you can't become tummy meis, but you can become tumas maga of azava and mitzora. Vainly, other Nazir, I only know that by Nazir is only limited to tumas meis. Bekohen gadol minayin, how do I know that by Kohen gadol he's also allowed to become tummy mitzora and zava? How do I know that? Amart, what? Well, we just explained the havamina. Well, we didn't flesh out the gzeir shava yet. We're going to flesh out the Gzeir Shava. All we said so far was by Nazir. We're going to bring it over to Kohen Gadol now. What? I know, we didn't say it yet. We didn't say it yet. So that was the goal, what we were about to do. So, B'Kohen Gadol B'Nayin, Amart, Lo Yomar Imo B'Kohen Gadol, She'ein Tamalomar. So says the Gemara now, no, because the Imo by Kohen Gadol is extra. Why? Shehare Kalvachomeru. It's a Kalvachomer that he cannot become Tamei for his mother. So you don't need the word emo. We're just proving how it's extra, and therefore we'll be able to use it for the Gzeir Shava. Says the Gemara as follows. Uma im b'makum shekoin hedyot mitami la'achim me'aviv. Listen to this Kalvachomer. If in a place where a coin hedyot is allowed to be mitami for his paternal brother, meaning if you see paternal relatives are more chamor, because you see, a Kohen is only mitami for his paternal relatives, not for his maternal relatives. So you see, paternal relatives are more chamor, and yet ain Kohen Gadol mitami la'aviv, but still a Kohen Gadol cannot be mitami for his father. So again, if a Kohen hedyo has to be mitami himself for his paternal brothers, so you see, paternal relatives are very serious, and yet the Kohen Gadol still does not mitami himself for his father. So makom she'ein Kohen hedyo mitami lachem eimo. So by Kohen hedyo, he is not mitami himself for his maternal brothers. Se'ein odin she'ein Kohen Gadol mitami eimo. So a Kohen Gadol surely should not be able to be mitami himself for his mother, because you see, maternal relatives are less serious. You find this in other areas of halacha as well. So says the Gemara, we've just proven that li'imo is extra. So im zachisa mehadin. So if we've been zoche to say a kavachomer matam alomer imo b'kohen gadol. So why did it say the word imo by kohen gadol? Mufne, it's open lahakish ladun mi'emenu gzeir shava to teach me the gzeir shava. What gzeir shava? Nemar imo b'nazir v'nemar imo b'kohen gadol. It says the word emo by Nazir and Kohen Gadol. My emo hamar b'Nazir b'mo samein matami v'matami hu l'nagam l'zivasam. Just like the emo by Nazir teaches me only tumas meis and not mitzora and zava. Av emo hamar b'Kohen Gadol b'mo samein matami avamatami l'nagam l'zivasam. Period. So far that was all step one. All he did so far was to tell me by Kohen Gadol, it says a Kohen Gadol can't be mitami for anybody, and he can't be mitami for his father or his mother. So what do those two extra words teach me? So father teaches me that he can't become mitami for his father, but yes, for a meis mitzvah. What does mother teach me? Gzeir Shava, Nazir and Kohen Gadol, both of them cannot become tamei for meis mitzvah, for tumas meis, but they can become tamei for mitzora and zava. It's a klal prad, yeah, I assume, right? It relates to the machlokas Rashi Tosfos we mentioned. According to Tosfos, that everything is, according to Rashi, that everything is only from a Rebbe, so then, right, that's why you wouldn't have it. According to the ones who say you don in me'atzmo, that's more of a question. More of a question. Okay, two points on here. Number one is a specific point on the sukkah, and that is, Tosfos quotes, I mean, the Gemara quotes this whole kalvachomer to explain while emo is extra. Didn't we just say a davar pashut with the beginning of today's daf, which is real the bottom of the previous amud? We said it's a kalvachomer from rechokim krovim, so we knocked that father and mother in one fell swoop. What are we dafka quoting a special kalvachomer to show me that emo's extra? What do you need that for? So Tosfos again is an amazing havamina. Look, it's in the middle of the skinny lines. Tosas asked this question. Again, what do you need this kal v'chomer for, specifically to mother? We started off today's shiur, showing that father and mother are both extra from a kal v'chomer, from kohen hevyot, from rechokim and krovim. So Tosas says, the second word on the line is dahava amina. Dahava amina. Second word on the line, about 10 lines up from the bottom of the skinny lines. Dahava amina. Davka krovim demitzad ha'av. If it would have only said Aviv, I might have said, a Kohen cannot be Matami himself for his father's relatives, but he can for his mother's relatives. Why? Mishum de'ena kurva vada'is, ela chazaka ba'alma. Because your father's, how do you know he's your father? The chazaka, you look like him, he loves you, you live with the mother, you know, but is it a vada'i? You didn't see the baby come out of the father. Right? So it's less, why do we assume fathers are fathers of children? Chazaka. So that's why you can't be matame. Aval imo de vada yaldaso letame la. But mother, this is vada your relatives. Maybe her, you can't be matame to her. Kedama la kamana isfar. Like it's going to come up. Menachem's going to talk more about this tomorrow. Al kain itzra kavachomer. That's why you need like an extra limud. You need an extra limud to teach me, even your mother. Even your mother you can't be matame for. Then the Ketosa says, is it such a havamina? Okay, maybe it's just l'rav chodim milsa. You don't really need this kal v'chomer. Either way, it's an amazing havamina. Tosa says you might have thought that you can be matami for the you can't be matami for the father, but yes for the mother because the mother is more of a vadai relative. Oh. But then you have another sugya that is brought in here, and then we'll move on. And that is another Rabbi Yosef Engel. Oh. Whenever we have Rabbi Yosef Engel, got to take note. And again, if you're just reading his writings, you're just blown away. Just 100 years ago, pre the days of computers, he says, oh, you find this in 42 places in Shas. Right? And it'll list them. So it says, right, he wrote a whole Sefer with Gevura Shmonim, with one Kasha and 80 answers. Gevura Shmonim. And I forgot some number of Papin, Mesech Zvachim. I don't remember what the Kasha was. But I remember seeing he has 80 answers on the Kasha. He has two Sfarim like that, Gevura Shmonim and another one with like another like 70-something answer to a different Kasha. So anyway, it would have been amazing with 150 answers to the Kasha. But again, okay. Says, we'll start off with the Karanor. The Karanor asks on this whole discussion. The Gemara says, why do you need a limud? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? We have a principle called Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So why don't we say that the kal v'chomer is not good enough because you need a pasik because you want to give a punishment? The Gemara says, you don't need this, it's a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. It says it twice, we're going to have it again. Why didn't the Gemara just answer, you're right, it's a kal v'chomer, but Ein Onshin Min Hadin? You don't get a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So the Karen Aura says you're right. You're right. So the psukim are just really a gilui milsa. Don't take it so seriously, the shak levitaria of the Gemara. That is a major topic of ain onshim and adin, not giving a punishment for based on a kal v'chomer. The Lekach Tov, the Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Lekach Tov, klal beis. In the second klal, that's his ain onshim min hadin section, he quotes three possibilities, then a fourth. What's the svar for ain onshim min hadin? Is there? Why can't you give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer? You have a kal v'chomer. If A is aser, B is surely aser because B is more chamor. So why can't you give a punishment for B?
Maybe somebody
one day make a percha
on it.
Oh, so one possibility is that maybe yesh lo percha. Kal v'chomers are based on logic, so logic is fallible. So maybe we're gonna have a percha on the kal v'chomer. That's one possibility. Yeah. If it's not explicitly written, so it's more part of the general issue you're saying of you can't give a punishment based on something that's not specifically written. But is it? Maybe kal v'chomer you might say it is specifically written. It's as if it says it there. If it says the kal, it's as if it says the chomer. It's as if it says the chomer, you might have said that. So number one, he says maybe it has a pircha. Number two, he says maybe it's a gzeres hakasef. Meet the mesurikach. Okay. Number three, he says no. The whole point of a kal v'chomer is that this is more chomer. So you know what? Ulai eino miskaper ba'onesh asher lemalamed v'tzarech onesh chomer yoser. You might say, if A is usher, B is surely usher, so B should get the onesh of A. No. Maybe the onesh of A is not good enough for B because B is so stringent. And if it's not good enough, it's worthless to give it. Because what's the purpose of a punishment anyway? V'kivanch in miskaber ba'onesh asher lemalamed lochein ein lahanisho b'chinam shetachlus kol onesh hurak lekaparas achote. So it might not be good enough. It might not be strong enough. So therefore, there is no onesh. And he says, just like it says in the Marsha and Sanhedrin, ayin sham. So where's that Marsha and Sanhedrin? Marsha and Sanhedrin, Sama Gimel, where the Marsha talks about last week's parasha Molech. We know the Torah says, if somebody, Rahman al-Islam, is no sin mizar ola molech. Somebody gives some of their children to molech, puts them through fire, to the avodah zara, chayav misa. The Gemara has a drasha, mizaro below kol zaro. Only have to give some of your kids to Moloch. If you give all your kids to Moloch, you're potter. It's amazing. Right? You give nine out of ten, you're Chai Misa. You know what? Throw in the tenth. Throw in the tenth one. Okay, I'm potter. What kind of halach is that? You give some of your kids to Moloch, you're Chai Misa. You give all your kids, you're potter. Says the Marshal, according to the Smag. You know why? Because if you give all your kids, you're beyond kapara. Misa's not going to help. Just the opposite. You're beyond. It's never going to help. Same idea said by some of Farshim to explain what? Kasher zaman below kasher asa. Again, somewhat, what's going on? If they tried to put the Edom to death, so then, and they were caught, then they're going to get what they wanted to give. Chayim Misa. But if they already succeeded, kasher asa, they did it already, they're putter. So again, what's the svara for that? Xeris akasiv. The Ramban says maybe because they must have deserved it, Hashem would never have let it happen. Another answer given is because if they did it already, so then the onus they wanted to inflict is not even going to help. They need something much stronger than that. Again, you find this as two examples. There's a third example, and then Enoshim and Adin. A third example given is, Meshech Chachma says, by Ritzichas Goy. Ritzichas Goy. So there's a limud that somebody, Ritzichas Goy is not Chayiv Misa. Not Chayiv Misa. So why is Ritzichas Goy Chayiv Misa? Yehudi is Chayiv Misa? What about Ritzichas Goy? The Meshech Chachma says, because the Chil Hashem aspect is so great in that case, Misa is not even going to help you. Misa is not even going to be a Mechaper. And as Rabbi Yosef Engel says, if the Onish is not going to serve its purpose, so why give the Onish? It's not going to be Mechaper anyway. So says that's the Lech HaTov gives three Pshatim, three Svaris, for Ein Oshim and Adin. Gzeras HaKasev, maybe there's going to be a Percha one day, and number three, maybe it's not strong enough. He says that's what's quoted. And he says, according to this, you know what an Afkamino would be? Do you say Ein Oshim and Adin by Dine Mamanus? What about by Dine Mamanus? So if you say it's because of a Percha, so you should say Ein Oshim and Adin by Dine Mamanus. If you say Xeris HaKasev, Ein Oshim and Adin by Dine Mamanus. But if you say it's because it might not be good enough, but look, if he's chayiv 200 bucks, at least make him pay 100 bucks. So, Ein Oshim and Adin, but at least less. Less is, you can't say it's not appropriate at all. So that's a nafkamina. You're saying nafkamina between these three cases, Dine Mamanus. Or what about, does it apply to B'nai Noach? Do you say Ein Oshim and Adin by B'nai Noach? So that's another nafkamina. He says, if it's, well, it would be Tali. But let me just say a fourth one first, and then he relates it. He has his own fourth possibility, though. Ein Oshim and Adin. He says, you know what? And the fourth one is, V'hitzilu ha'eda. But that's Hashem, we'll get to Masechah Sanhedrin one day. Sanhedrin talks all about, by Dina Nefashas, Bezin as a separate mitzvah, to try to find the schus, not to put somebody to death. Except by someone who tries to convince somebody else to do Avodah Zarah. That's the only exception. There's no mitzvah there. But generally, there's a mitzvah of Yitzilu Eida. So he says, Ein Onshim Min Adin is part of the mitzvah of Yitzilu Eida. Chazal shouldn't darshan things to be manish people. Ein Onshim Min Adin, part of the mitzvah of Yitzilu Eida. That's a fourth possibility. So then he says, does it apply to B'nai Noach, so if you see the Eda, that's not the Eda. They're not the Edas. Maybe if it's the fourth pshat, it wouldn't apply to B'nai Noach. Well, the other, according to the other pshat, it would. Anyway, there's another 10 pages here that you can look at about Ein Oshim and Adin that was brought up here by the Keren Ora. Why is the Gemara saying Kava Chomers are good enough? Why don't you say Ein Oshim and Adin? Okay. So we're back to the Gemara. Middle of the Amud. Ashkechan. So again, what did we do so far? We found out what the two extra words by Kohen Gadol teach me. Aviv teaches me, yes, to be Matami for a Meis Mitzvah, and Imo teaches me, Gzeir Shava, to Nazir, that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to become Tamei, Mitzora, and Zav. So Ashkan Kohen Gadol, so I've explained Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minalon, so how do you know a Nazir can be Tamei Meis for a Meis Mitzvah? Right? You learned it by Kohen Gadol. How do you know by Nazir? Tosfos says, why don't you just learn the Imo one? We just said, Imo Gzeir Shava. We said, just like Nazir, so the Kohen Gadol, so why don't you go backwards? Why do you say, just like Kohen Gadol is Matabi for Meis Mitzvah, so to Nazir? So Tosfos says, no. Because if we'd have only had the Gzeir Shava and not a special Lima that we're going to have, then you would have only included in the Gzeir Shava, you would have only included Meis Mitzvah and not, I'm sorry, let me read the Tosfos. Look at the fourth line of Tosis. Tema. Tebek lemi gzeira shava de imo imo. So what do you need a special lima? We're just about to quote a special pasuk. V'yeish lomar, he says, v'nira lo maharap, ilav de nafkola ne meis mitzvah benazim yikra achrina. If I wouldn't have learned meis mitzvah, hava amina de kulak gzeira shava de imo imo asilo meis mitzvah. I would have only learned the gzeira shava meis mitzvah. But regarding excluding mitzora and ziva, I would have said that a nazir is not allowed, or a Kohen Gadol, it says it by Nazir, I would have said a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Mitami for Mitzora and Zava. Why? Because Mitzora is Chashav Kemes. That's such a strong havamina, says Tosfos, that Mitzaris Chashav Kameis, that if I would have only had the Gzeira Shava and not a special Pasuk by Nazir, I would have limited the Gzeira Shava to one halacha. I would have said, compare Meis Mitzvah Heter, but don't compare the Heter of Mitzorah, that he's allowed to become Tamei Mishum Mitzorah. That's why I need a special Pasuk to teach me. The special Pasuk teaches me Meis Mitzvah, so the Gzeira Shava can be used to teach me the Heter of Tumas Saras. It just shows you how strong. You would have thought that Havamina is, okay, it's a Havamina. Mitzorah's Chashav Kameis. But Tosfos is taking that Havamina very seriously. Okay, so continues the Gemara. So how do you know Meis Mitzvah by Nazir? Titanya, call you Meazir al Hashem, al Nefesh, lo Yavo. Take out the word Meis for a minute. Says the Gra. So all the days, this is the general pasuk, like we started off this year. You can't book up tummy to anybody. Shomeyani, afilu Nefesh, behema b'mashma. Says the word Nefesh. I might say that includes even a Nefesh behema, meaning even a Nevela. He can't book up tummy for. Kin yishinemar, maken Nefesh behema. You see the word Nefesh appears by animals. Al Tamalomar al Nefesh Mace Lo Yavo Benefesh Adama Kazabadaber. No, therefore that's why it said al Nefesh Mace, the extra word Mace Lo Yavo, to teach me it only applies to Nefesh Adam, not Nefesh Behema. Continue for a minute, then we'll get back to this. Rabbi Shmuel Lo Meino Tzarech. No, you don't have to come up with a special limud. Hari Omar Lo Yavo. It says Lo Yavo, don't enter in. So enter with Tona Tumas Ohel. Binefashos Hamitamos Babia Kazabadaber. What who's Matame Ba Ohel? Only people. Only people. So that's what the pasuk of Al Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. And then you have the next two words by Nazir Lavi Vilimo in a Matami of Matami Lameis Mitzvah. So you have a special limud by Nazir. Do animals have nefashos? Do animals have nefashos? The Gemara says, Hava mean Al Nefesh. Might be Nefesh Behema. Maka Nefesh Behema. Right? So do they have that? And Tosfos says, you see that the Gemara says al nefesh meis, referring to a human. What do you mean? The pasuk says the hamesi hielo, right, by the mazik and the nizik, right, the hamesi hielo. Tosfos about the tenth line, it quotes Shmos Chaf Aleph. It said meis also refers to an animal. So Tosfos says meis stomach ikri nefesh meis lo ikri. An animal is called a meis. An animal is never called a nefesh meis. And the Bali Musar explained, even if an animal has something when he's alive, when he's dead, he has no nefesh. There's no nefesh afterwards for an animal. When he's alive, he's called the maka nefesh behema, yishalmena. But not after he's dead. So, but again, the nefesh of a person, obviously, is not the same. Look at the Ramban in Vayikra, Achremos, Perag Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Ramban discussing the issue of eating blood. And the Pasuk says that the nefesh, kia nefesh, right, yeah, nefesh habasar b'damhu. The blood is the symbol of the nefesh. Says the Ramban, what's the reason that we can't eat blood of an animal? Because Hashem created everything. Hashem barakol nevram matachtonim l'sarach adam. Everything is for us. But still, at the time of creation, we were not allowed to eat animals. Right, only tzomech, only grass, only things that grow from the ground. But after the Mabul, Shani Solom Bizchuto Shal Noach, but by after the Mabul, once the world was saved as Chus Noach, so then everything kind of became Meshubit to Noach. That's why we then had the Heter of eating animals after the Mabul, because it became Mutter to Noach. But says the Ramban, only the bodies became Mutter to people, but not the Nefashis. The Nefashis of the animals remained as they did originally, Usser. What's the Nefesh of the animal? The Dam is the Nefesh. The Dam is the Nefesh. V'shetiyah ha-Nefesh shebehem la-kapara. You can use it for kapara, for spiritual purposes, but not for physical purposes about eating it. Ki ein, and here's the line. Ki ein lo-bal Nefesh sheyochal Nefesh. A Nefesh shouldn't eat a Nefesh, says the Ramban. And therefore, you can't eat the Dam of a behema. Ki ha-Nefashis kulon lakel. Hinei, he gets into Koheles. Kine kinefesh adam ukinefesh behema lohena umikra echad lahem kemoze kemoze baruch echad lakol. One of the psukim why they wanted to leave Koheles out of Tanakh. But says the Ramban, there is some type of nefesh, and he goes into it, then it api Kabbalah, that it's more of an instinctual nefesh, not a wise nefesh. But he talks more about it here in Achremos Yud Zayin Yud Aleph. There is some type of nefesh there. Okay, period. So we have a limud by Nazir, also mutter to be betami for a meis mitzvah. The Gemara says, because you would have said, you're not sure. I'm not sure. Achelo yomayish lebedin. I would have said a svara otherwise. Uba, kohen gadol shekdusha asa kedushas olam. Metami le meis mitzvah, if by kohen gadol, who has eternal kedusha, as we said in yesterday's Mishnah, he can be metami to a meis mitzvah. Shenazir, shen kedusha kedushas olam. Eno disha betami le meis mitzvah. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a kavachomer from Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol, who is eternally kadosh, he's metami for a meis mitzvah, a nazir surely, a nazir is not eternally kadosh, surely he should be metami for a meis mitzvah. The Gemara says, lo, maybe not. If a marit Kohen Gadol, the opposite svar we said in the Mishnah yesterday. Shekin enu may be carbon al tumaso. Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a carbon for his tumah. Tumah ben Nazir, she may be carbon al tumaso. Nazir does bring a carbon for his tumah. Holo may be carbon al tumaso, lo yitam ala basement. So therefore, maybe he's more stringent than the Kohen Gadol, because he brings a carbon. That's why you needed a pasik. You could not learn it from a kavachomer from Kohen Gadol. So now the Gemara says back, 1 minute. Oh, enu matami la vivelimo, maybe he shouldn't be able to be metame for his parents, avu yitame l'shar mason. But maybe for other mason, he should be able to be metame. What? What's the havamina here? He can't be metame for his relatives, but yes, for the other people, strangers. Amar kavachomer, the word says, no, that can't be. Why? Uma koin hedyot shemetame l'krovit. Eina metame l'shar mason. By a koin hedyot, he is metame for his relatives, but not for strangers. So nazir, she ain't metame l'krovit. Meino din shalei tame l'shar mason. Surely a nazir, who's not metame for krovim, should not be able to be metame for shar mason. So hamata malom lavivulimo. Lavivulimo hudul metame. Ava metame hula meis mitzvah. So the maskana is that he's metame himself for a meis mitzvah. What kind of havamina is that? Havamina that a nazir can be metami for strangers, just not for his relatives. So says Tosfos in Dibur Maschil O. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil O, towards the bottom. Ika lemeimar, deshema akrovim azarei rachmana, mipnei shemeitzar aleihem, vizehu zilusa, de nazir ikra kadosh. The nazir obviously is going to be more emotionally attached and involved with his krovim. So maybe to have such a kadosh person be involved and having such a focus on himself, everybody's going to look at him, so that's going to be a zilusa, that's going to be a zilzel. But for a chokim, he's not going to get as atzuv, as involved, so maybe that's why we would allow it. Let's Tosfos try to explain the havamina. Kamash Malan, yeah. Right, so maybe that's referring to the relatives. Maybe that's only referring to the seven relatives. And then the extra four words are going to be learned for, are going to be used for limudim, as we're going to about to have. That was the havamina. Kamash malon not. Okay, so we've proven that laviv limo by nazir, teach me, yes, for a meis mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Achlo yom ha'ish lebedin. What do you mean? I have another limud that I might have said. Namru klaus b'kohen gadol, namru klaus b'nazir. Remember, there's a general pasuk by Kohen Gadol and a general pasuk by Nazir. By Kohen Gadol, it says, don't become tummy to anybody, don't become tummy to your father or mother. By Nazir, don't become tummy to anybody, don't become tummy to your father, mother, sister, brother. So there's a general pasuk by each. So I might have said, maklalos hamuris b'kohen gadol, just like by Kohen Gadol, laviv ainu matami, matami l'meis mitzvah, you are matami for a meis mitzvah, klaus hamuris b'nazir, laviv ainu matami, matami l'meis mitzvah. Do I compare Nazir to Kohen Gadol, and therefore have the allowance of meis mitzvah, o klachla derach zu? Maybe no. I should compare Nazir to a Kohen Hedyot. Nemer klaus b'kohen hedyot, nemer klaus b'nazir. By Kohen Hedyot, it has a general line also. Ma klaus amuris b'kohen hedyot, mitami la'aviv. Af klaus amuris b'nazir, mitami la'aviv. Do I have an even greater allowance? Do I compare Nazir to Kohen Gadol and say, he cannot become tummy to the father? Or do I compare it to Kohen Hedyot, who and then say, a Nazir can become tummy to his father? Tamalomer, that's why you need a specific pasuk by Nazir to teach me, don't become tummy to your father. Lo aviv ulimo lo yitama halameis mitzvah mitama. But yes, for a meis mitzvah. The question, 1 minute. Hamiboy lo marchi mitama lo aviv. No, aren't we just trying to prove the ikur din? Don't learn from Kohen Hedyot. You cannot become tummy to your father. Ella, so the Gemara has, here it is. Lo aviv. This is the maskana. Lo marchi ina mitama lo aviv. Aviv, there are four extra words by Nazir, right? Aviv, imo, achiv, achoso. Aviv teaches me, don't become tummy to your father. Meaning, I might have learned, compared Nazir to Kohen Hedyot, and say that you're allowed to become tummy to your father. Aviv by Nazir says, no, not to your father. Number two, la achiv, what does achiv teach me? Eino metame, you can't become tummy to your brother, hala meis mitzvah metame. So the real makar for meis mitzvah is from achiv, not from the word aviv. Number two, next, ula imo, l'gzeir shavu l'kederebi. Emo teaches me the Gzeirah Shavah that we had in Amud Aleph, comparing Kohen Gadol and Nazir, about what? About allowance to become Tamei, Mitzora, and Zava. Four, Ula Achoso, sister, what does that word teach me? Liki Detanya, as follows, the Brisa. Detanya La Achoso, it says La Achoso, Matam Alomar, what is that pasuk teaches me? Harisha Halach, Lishchot, Espeschav, Alam, Lesbeno, a person is going to do Pesach and Milah, going to do a mitzvah. This is one of the makaros for Oseg b'mitzvah. V'shamash emes lo meis. Person is about to do the Karban Pesach, and he hears that his relative died. Yochel yitame, I might think that I go home, I stop doing the mitzvah, and I'm a tame myself. Amar lo yitama, right? But we say, no, you're not matame yourself. Why? Tosva says, because these are asei sheish bokaris. Asei sheish bokaris, you don't say, you know, Oseg b'mitzvah, patam b'mitzvah. You go do the, right, you say, stick to this mitzvah, fine, you have a mace at home, but still, lo yitama, don't become tame, because this is an asei sheyesh bo karis. Yochel lo yitame le mace mitzvah. I might think that doing Pesach and Mila is so strong that you even forget a mace mitzvah. No. Tamalomer la'achoso. La'achoso hu deina matame, ha la mace mitzvah matame. So you do become tame for a mace mitzvah, even if you're involved in these mitzvahs. Yeah. Oh, so says the Maharshal in a tshuva. The Maharshal says, you know what you see from this Gemara? That an onain is not mufka from all mitzvahs. You see, he's about to do this mitzvah. Isn't he an onain? Don't we paskin an onain can't do mitzvahs? An onain can't do... An onain, that's even a din daraisa. He can't eat kachin. Let's say... Why? He just found out, meis lo meis. Right, he found out meis lo meis. Halach lishchov of Hishamash, meis lo meis. He just finds out that his relative died. Just found out, says the Marshal in a tshuva in Simon Ayin. You know, and this quote in the Tazan and Hilchas Avelus. Big discussion. Is an Odin really mufka from everything? The tshuva is about Simon Ayin. Let's say a person has Tesmi Mala's son. So what happens if Rahman al-Islam, the father is an Odin and he has to give his child, a bris. And let's say he's a Moel. He's not going to make a shliya. Could the father Moel do the bris? So the Marshal proves Mar Gamar that he's not totally mufka. He's not totally mufka. You know where else you see it? He quotes the Gemara beginning of Ksubis. The whole story with the father of the chassan and the mother of the kala. They die. What do? You put him into the room and you do the chuppah and you do the kfura. Then you do the sheva brachas. So you see that too. He's an onain and yet he's not totally mufka. So you see sometimes an onain can do mitzvos and the mitzvos. And then he quotes especially Mila, where the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says that when there's a baby boy born during the year, it's in Srafis Kol HaMishpacha, then there's a refuah for the whole family. So the Marshal writes in Simon Ayin, it's quoted by some poskim, that there wouldn't be you see that an Oni is shayach to some mitzvahs. Period. So that is all the Tanakhama, what you do with the four extra words by Nazir. Let's just do the other Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, actually, even one more point. There's a Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima says, why Dafka is the word La'achoso coming to teach me this din about Pesach and Mila? So the Torah Tamima says, beautiful. He says, the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, Pischuli Achoti Rayati. Right, Hashem says, my sister, my Raya, Achoti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are called, the relationship is called Achoso. And the Darashan Kol HaTorim Ba'osa Pasuk Lini Hiskashrus Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Idea Mitzvahs. And which two mitzvahs got us together? Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Those are the two mitzvahs that brought us together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. V'hu Milashan Hischabrus V'devek. And that's what's included, La'achoso. Afilu Shtei Mitzvahs Elu HaMa'achem Es Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even those two mitzvahs of la'achoso that bring us together like siblings, even those you push aside because of a meis mitzvah. That is all. The first, what you do with those four words. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva has a little different way of darshaning, but we finish in a minute and a half. Rabbi Akiva Omer, nefashos elu harachokim, al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, the pasuk by Nazir, dopi matame for non-relatives. Meis elo akroven. That's for the relatives. So he's different. He learns meis mitzvah from Aviv and Ima. La achiv. What does achiv teach me? Shemayi kohen gadol v'hu nazir la echav eno matame avam matame ulo meis mitzvah. What if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir? So you might think there kohen gadol nazir. So he's for sure. No. Even him, he's matame for a meis mitzvah. One second. And la achoso kidetanya harish ayaholik l'shkodes b'schav alam asbudo v'chulu. Period. So that's the four that he learns. Period. Just one other ha'ara. How could you have a kohen gadol who's a nazir? What's the question? Haircuts. A nazir can't cut his hair. Kohen gadol has to get a haircut every week. Every Friday, we're in Titus, he's Zion. Right? Has to get a haircut every week. So how could it be a kohen gadol who's a nazir? How could you have that? So they said. So the Shem said about Lacha. Quote: this is a riot to Rashi. The Achronim Medayik in Rashi. Titus, he's Zion of an Aleph. Where Rashi seems to say that's only a din lechatchila to get a haircut every week. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Rashi says Titus, he's Zion. So why does he have to get a haircut every week? So the Mishmar sees him fresh and new. Shalom ra'asahu arachshav ubalar oso hadavar na'eh shetireo b'yofyo. Hadavar na'eh. It's a beautiful thing that they see him looking beautiful. It doesn't sound like it's a davarli ikuva. So this is also not to see him like he's a nazir. Either way, it's an interesting ha'ara about how do you get a Kohen Gadol who is a nazir. Okay, we'll have to, yeah? Right, even once a week is lechatchila. So here it's shasat chavad yevadami. He would say it's his covenant to be a nazir. It's his covenant to be a nazir. Okay, we'll stop here again. Menachem will pick up tomorrow. I'll be back with Hashem on Friday. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored by the Daskals, L'Zecher Nishmas, the Rebbes. Right, the Rishmol Shmolka in Nikolsburg, the Sarabas Yehuda, the Rebbetzins also, Yishayo ben Moshe.